This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora, welcome back to the Equal Agenda podcast. I'm Charlie.
I'm Mia, and today we're going to be talking about overconsumption.
I would say overconsumption plays a lot into gender.
Yes.
Like, you wouldn't think it would, but everything plays into gender. And my example is Shay Mitchell. Do you know who Shay Mitchell is?
I know that she was an actor on Pretty Little Liars.
Yes. I don't know what she's doing now. Apparently nothing.
Yeah, apparently nothing good.
Because she has made a skincare line for babies.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, so she has hydrogel facial masks and they're youth sized. And her thing is, oh, my kids, they're so naturally curious and want to, you know, do what mum's doing. And so she's made face masks for them. But like, aren't you teaching your kids then you need a face mask? Look at your dry, crusty, dusty face.
Honest, like, I feel like
you need some hydration.
Putting skincare on, like, isn't the whole point of skincare is to look youthful? Like babies, so why are you giving babies skincare?
Yeah,
it's like it's gonna do more harm than it's good. Doesn't matter what chemicals are on there.
She posted her daughters, and they're both, I would say, like primary school age, and like the lower end. Like one looks 5 years old.
Oh my god!
And she's got the face mask. She's got the towel wrapped up, and then the like the fluffy robe.
Okay, that kind of does seem quite cozy, but like not a 5 years old man. Go climb.
Go get
dirt
on your face.
Yeah,
that's honestly the face mask you need.
Yeah, you're right, as in gender plays a big role in consumerism and marketing. Like, gendered marketing is such a big thing.
Because when, like, I'm going through, like, social media and stuff, I mean, it could be just the type of content that I'm engaged with, but I get a lot of women that are like, look at my, like, have you seen, like, fridge restocks? And they've got all the different plastic containers. They put their juice in a glass bottle. They put their eggs in this stupid container thing with all the holes.
I know, and they've got, like, 50 different drink types and stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's, social media. It's trending to
buy
to be a consumer. It's very trendy. And also with like the speed at which trends are coming and going are literally insane. And there's no way for people to keep up apart from keeping on buying. And it is great for capitalism. With influencers being the new biggest thing. Like, that's their job, is to make you buy stuff. Like, you see what they want, you see what they have, you want it.
And I don't think people, like, realise that.
They don't even buy it themselves, they get sent it.
True, like the PR packaging.
Exactly. Like, majority of the time, they're getting sent that stuff for free. They're getting something out of it.
Yeah.
To convince you to buy this product. Like, I think a lot of the time it's maybe if they give you, like, a code, or like if you buy something that they're advertising, they get a profit off of it.
Yeah, like a certain percentage.
Yeah, that's like a big thing. And all I'm seeing across my TikTok is hauls, get ready with me, get unready with me. And they're using like a 20-step skincare process.
Yeah.
No one needs that.
No, because a lot of the products they use, it's like 20 different types of like gels, but it's from 20 different people.
I don't think that's necessary.
You don't need it.
No. Yeah. It's not necessary. Unfortunately, in this day and age, I think actually for like the longest, for probably as long as modern society has existed, women are very easy targets because there's so much pressure on them to look good. Beauty and clothes.
You know what I'm thinking of? Have you seen the Kim K Skims and the bush line?
Oh my God, yes. What on earth was that about?
The appropriation of the bush.
Like, I want to know what, maybe it's for people with like alopecia or something.
Yeah, which is very logical, but it's Kim K.
I doubt the people buying it got it for alopecia.
No, I don't think Kim Kardashian would have. Have you seen, side note, have you seen the video where Kim Kardashian went in to go get her like frontal lobe tested after she failed the bar again? And the doctor was like, yeah, your frontal lobe isn't working at like average capacity. It's low capacity. So I don't think she was thinking about people with alopecia when she was making bush undies.
Yeah. That was like, I remember she made like the bras with like the nipples that come through.
Yeah.
See, what I don't understand though, like, unless it's directed for people who like want
Want their nips out.
Yeah, or like need a bush, like running low on the bush, the bushage. What you just have that naturally. So why are you making a product that with something you already have?
But like where are you going to wear it? I don't know. At the office.
Like, I mean, props to her for the creativity, but it's interesting. Yeah. I just want to know her thought process behind it. But yeah, have you seen the little kids in Mecca? I don't know if you're on that side of TikTok. People are always complaining about like children running around in Mecca trying on all these products and making their mums buy them.
What is Mecca?
Oh my gosh. It's like they have one at the base.
Ah. Is it makeup?
Makeup and skincare. It's like a huge makeup skincare store with like all the branded stuff. Really?
Yeah, it's familiar.
Generally, it's not cheap.
Right.
And there's just kids running loose and trying on these like niacinamide and like glycolic acid and like all these like kind of harsh like chemicals. Like, why are you buying your kid Drunk Elephant? That's a skincare brand. And it's got all these like chemicals in it. I don't know.
But like, why does your kid know what that is?
I know those little 10-year-olds who are posting the Get It Ready With Me's on TikTok who know more than me about skincare and stuff. Another thing I reckon is the huge increase in people getting Botox and fillers and surgeries. Yeah. I think New Zealand is probably a little bit better, but like...
Like if you look at the States, everyone's got Botox. It's very normalised.
I mean, go you. Get what you want done. Like if you can afford it, do that. Sure, if that's what makes you feel confident and happy. But it's kind of sad that people... Like that's the new beauty standard, is someone with filler, Botox, a BBL. Like... Then people feel like they're less than when they don't live up to that and they don't have the funds to afford that.
Which is
most people. You don't really see men going and getting...
You know what men do get?
Ab implants. What?
Hair transplants.
Yes.
They go to Turkey and they get their hair, what little hair they have, shaved off. And then they get the fake, like, toupees sewn into their skulls.
Is it actually sewn into?
No, I don't think it's actually sewn into. Glue or something.
Have you seen the one where they, like, implant like actual hair? Normally it's from their like beard or like the back of their head, and it's really disturbing to see it grow out.
Is it with like they've got all the little dots?
Yes.
Yeah,
I find that quite disturbing. Maybe that's like my trypophobia or whatever. I guess men are marketed, well, again, men are targeted to things like how we talked about advertising in a couple episodes ago, with like outdoorsy stuff and tools
cars
and cars
and food.
So true. Yeah. Oh, food. That's where you get them.
Yeah, I was looking it up because I was like, I've only ever really seen stuff targeted towards women. With men, what gets them is cars and food and like lawnmowers. The ride-on lawnmowers.
The thing is, right, at least those products that they're getting marketed, like marketed towards men, at least they have a purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
And a function. Like I know clothes and skincare does too, but like it's not necessary. Like, but you kind of need to mow your lawns, you know.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, cars is a bit. It's a transportation device, guys. Yeah. Well, you don't need to have a freaking lowered Schlonbu for 2,000 on your car.
And like 20 versions of them in different colours.
But.
Yeah. And half the stuff that gets marketed to women is all the same 50 things. They're all useless.
Did you see? Oh, where was it from? It was all over my TikTok. This rock. The Anthropology rock. It was.
The what?
It's like a homeware store.
In New Zealand?
No, I don't think so.
Of course. It's probably the States.
Okay. So it was. It's a rock from, I believe, this shop called Anthropology. And they're selling rocks for not cheap prices.
I saw a big boulder for $150.
Yeah, they're just selling rocks as, I think it's home decoration. Oh my gosh, yes, this is their official page. They're just like, selling rocks.
Go to your driveway. There's rocks there. I've got big rocks in my garden. Can I sell them for $200?
See, like, I think people are silly for buying water, but buying freaking rocks. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Do you want to know a fun fact? I found out that there is, have you ever heard of Kagan water?
No.
Kagan water is oxygen water.
Isn't all water oxygenized?
Yes, it is. But Kagan water is like doubly oxygenized water.
You can just breathe oxygen for free. Get a straw, put it in your water, blow it. Actually, no, that will be carbon dioxide. Wait, we breathe out carbon dioxide, don't we?
Yeah, so if you blow into it, it would...
Don't worry, I'm just silly.
Don't make bubbles with it, but... Yeah, and then so people have, and I've only ever seen women have these massive like water machines that takes their water from the tap, oxygenizes it, and I say that with air quotations, and then they have like different settings. Like I watched this one woman, she was like, so if you want to wash your face, you use number 7. If you want to wash a pineapple, you use number 5. And it's just the same water. It does nothing.
There's also a thing I've seen on TikTok. Girls are buying these spray bottles of water. I think it's called Evian or something. And it's basically water in a can and you spray it on your face.
For fun?
I think it's like before you do your skincare or something, or like to refresh your face.
Do they own taps?
I don't know.
Are they in an area with no water?
Erewhon. What is the hype with Erewhon? Have you seen it? It's like a really, really expensive like foods, like supermarket in America.
Yeah.
And people are freaking buying salads and smoothies for probably New Zealand, like, $60.
Oh, my God.
$60, $70. And it's trending to go to your little Alo Pilates class and then go to Erewhon.
With your $60 salad? That's insane.
Oh, yeah. And it's, again, marketed mostly towards women. This whole, like, clean girl skincare.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Trendy, like, the cheetah print trend that lasted couple months now, that's I'd say for the most part heading out, so now people have to buy new clothes,
yeah,
which is, I don't even know what the trends are, don't even ask me, no idea.
They change like every day.
Yeah, another thing is, and I almost fell into this trap too, laser hair removal. I wouldn't say it's trending, maybe it's just in my head because I thought about doing it, then I was like, that's just because it apparently doesn't even actually really work. They say you need like 6 sessions and then you don't ever grow hair again. But it's apparently not true.
Yeah, so it doesn't sound true.
It's a bit of a trap, and you like once you start, you have to keep doing it and whatnot.
But, and it's like $200 a session.
But who decided that we weren't allowed body hair? That's a normal, natural part of life.
We needed body hair. We still need body hair.
Exactly. It must have some purpose if we have it. Yeah, I don't know why.
And then you get men that walk around and they look like Chewbacca from Star Wars.
Honestly. But then I was like, actually, no, you know what? I like my arm hair. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I would go and pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars to get that fixed.
And with a lot of people, they have like blonde, like very faint hair. You couldn't even see it even like if I was right up next to you.
But who decided that body hair was ugly? Literally everyone in the entire world, unless you have, again, like alopecia or something, like everyone has it.
Yeah, it's a normal thing.
So why is it so, ooh, you have body hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's also such like a, again, like a Western thing. Oh, we're quite like, you know, hairless compared to other ethnicities, like blonde little wispy hairs and that's idealized. So people feel when they have like darker, thicker hair, they feel pressured to like get rid of it, you know, because freaking Western beauty standards rule the world.
But even in like older people, my mum will sit there and be like rubbing her chin. I'll be like, what the hell are you doing? And she'll go, I can feel her hair. And like get the tweezers and spend like 20 minutes trying to pick it out. And it's like, babes, it's okay. I can't see it.
Yeah, honestly.
It doesn't matter.
It would be concerning if someone was that close to your face to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the videos where people will spray this like whitening powder and it'll show their hair and then they go through and like scrape it off?
Microblade their face. Yeah. Yeah. I think
that's insane.
Our generation's obsessed with beauty. And all right, it's also because we've just got a screen in front of us all the time. Back in the old days, you couldn't, apart from mirrors, I'm sure people I love to look at myself. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'll go into a store and, like, every mirror I'll just look back a little bit. Yeah. But, like, back in the day, they had mirrors, but they're not staring at themselves through a Snapchat camera every day. Mm. You know, they're not having to constantly update their Instagram with photos of themselves and like people have become quite obsessed with their looks, and I think that's for everyone, that's not just women. I reckon people have definitely capitalized on this obsession with beauty and looking good and insanely fast trend cycles. Like trend cycles used to last like every 5-10 years and things would go out. Now it's every season.
Yeah, yeah. And the whole like wanting to stop aging. Have you seen the guy that I want to say he's 50 and he's done all of this like surgical stuff and he like takes plasma from his son or something and he has this very strict diet routine in life, to stop the aging process. And so now, instead of looking like mid-50s, he looks 40.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And he spent all this money, all this time. His like entire life is about, well, I want to look like my son who's in his 20s. And it's like, well, babes, okay, you've only shaved off like 5 years.
The poor son.
That can't be your entire life.
Yeah. It's like Kris Jenner, bro. Her facelift. Okay, it's amazing.
Yeah, for her age. Wow. Or like Cher.
Yes.
Like, isn't she almost like, she's like 80?
She's old.
Old as hell.
Yeah. Just let it happen.
Yeah, it's okay.
Aging is beautiful.
Yeah.
Honestly, I can't wait to get little, like, smile wrinkles. And, like, yeah, the crow's feet. It's like, oh, it, like, gives you character.
Yeah.
Gives you character, shows you've been smiling, had a good life.
Yeah, that you're happy.
Yeah. Another thing, too. The thing is, with these fashion cycles and trends and stuff, everyone can't afford. So, like, first there's the emotional and, you know, there's, like, the pressure. And then there's the economic pressure. Like, people don't have the money to afford these, buying into these trends all the time, which are rapidly changing, right? So they're buying off fast fashion places.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like Shein and Shein Express.
Shop Dangerfield?
Yes.
With the, and they've got all those like really cool pattern stuff. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're turning into like fast fashion. Yeah. Because they just import it in.
They're just getting all the cheap stuff.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because people have to buy from that to financially keep up. So they're like making dupes of all like the really expensive trending stuff and all of that. And also that is so bad for the people who are working for those fast fashion companies because they're not getting paid right.
No.
They're working way too many hours. Like, the labor laws in a lot of these countries, either it's going against labor laws so they can provide for their families, or it's they're just really bad, you know, they don't look after the workers.
Yeah, they're being treated awful.
Exactly.
To make crap.
And a lot of it is women who haven't been able to get an education. So they're stuck making all these micro trend cheetah print mini skirts for everyone, like spending their entire week just to feed their families. That's not good.
No, I don't think so.
It's not good. I also feel like with the micro trend thing, like these trends going in and out so fast and the pressure for people to keep up, there's not much opportunity to like develop your own personal style.
Yeah, everyone kind of becomes a copy of each other.
Yeah, maybe that's, I think in New Zealand it's a bit harder because we have quite limited stores.
It's like the, is it the You Know brand or something, how everyone had a jersey from them?
Yes, and the Hallensteins, Glassons, Cotton On.
Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking again with the men, like the jersey, the
jorts, the mushroom hoodies, and then it's the You Know hoodies, But yeah, no one develops their own personal style anymore, and I like seeing cool people.
Yeah.
Like seeing cool people who don't wear normal stuff.
Like, have you seen the people that'll only wear like one color? Like, I think there's the green lady in New York.
Really?
Everything she wears is green.
That's kind of so cool though.
Because like no one else is doing it like her.
Well, the thing is, when I think about like the thing that makes me remember someone is if they look different and cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's been a thing for like such a long time that women's self-worth is equated to their looks. It's like the prettier you are, the more self-worth you should have because you can attract more men.
Yeah, yeah.
That's been capitalized in on consumerism and gendered marketing.
And I think that it's also like targeted towards not necessarily poor people, but people that, you know, would spend like their money on rent and food and that's all. But then they're trying to spend their money on things that people are like, you need to buy. You need to buy my 12-step skincare routine.
Yeah. Whatever happened to like DIYs?
Yeah.
I remember they were trending. Maybe it was, oh my gosh, it's horrible to think that 2016 was 10 years ago. It's really horrible to think that. Oh. I remember quite a bit ago, maybe it was like 2014, I don't know. I was in primary school. DIYs were trending. I don't think that's like a thing. Maybe it's just like the media I'm choosing to consume or like the people around me, but I don't think DIY is like a thing anymore really. Maybe property, because the property prices are up, you don't really have a choice there, but like people aren't really making their own clothes. And like I remember there was like you would make your own like lip scrubs and skincare and all of that, like hair masks. Everyone was making like hair masks out of eggs and stuff.
Ew.
I know. I did that. I put raw egg on my head and walked around for a day.
Do you remember the, talking of like Botox and stuff, do you remember the, was it the Kylie Jenner lip yes. challenge?
And you put your mouth in like either a shot glass or like a bottle yeah, or something. Yeah, yeah. Yes, that's so true. Back in the good old days. But it's so sad now. I see like literal teenagers and like young 20-year-olds getting filler Botox and boob job and stuff like that. That's like, go you if it makes you feel confident. But it's sad that people that young feel that they have to go and spend all that money on like permanently changing themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
When you figure out your when your avatar's customizable. Although I can go and say all that and I've got like permanent tattoos, but I think that's a bit different, right?
Yeah, tattoos are cool. Botox in your lips at 14 is...
At least tattoos are quite like individual, like unless you go getting like freaking the butterflies on the collarbone or whatever, like they're pretty...
The Pinterest tattoos?
Oh, the infinity symbol.
On the wrist.
Yeah. Honestly, for so many years, I hated my nose. Mm. I was set on, I'm like, as soon as I got a bigger job, get a nose job.
And that's like a common thing as well.
Yeah. And then I was like, actually, like only recently, I was like, nah, because like, first of all, I don't want to play and I'm not paying some man to put plastic in my nose just so I look appealing to
another man.
Another man.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
And in it's this like, economy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, girl, you're dreaming. What big girl job? How much student debt have you got? Anyways, two, it's like hundreds of years of your ancestors.
Yeah.
And then it's like your parents' features and your grandparents' features. And it's like, oh, that's actually so cute. You're like a combination of all your family and your ancestors that's ever existed. And that's so cute. Like, why do I have to look like, you know, perfect little button nose? Because that's not what my family looks like.
I think that was becoming or is a trend of people being like, oh, I wanted to change this or this. And then they show like a photo of their like nana or something. And it's like, well, we have the same nose. Why would I want to change that?
Yeah, that's so cute.
Stop. That's adorable.
And then have you seen the thing where people are realizing like they'll get all this work done, right? And they'll have kids. And their kids will look up and they'll be like, oh, why don't I look like my parents?
Yeah.
If they've got the same features that the parents have, like, changed, it's like, oh, my gosh, but what's wrong with mine?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, if you had it changed, oh, then I have to have it changed.
Yeah. Oh, well. Learn to love your insecurities.
Yeah.
Don't let rich white men capitalize off it, guys. No. It's not good for feminism. But, you know, you think about, like, shopping and stuff. You don't ever think, I'm going to go shopping and... a whole group of guys gonna go shopping.
Yeah, like in movies, they do like, oh, girls day out girls to the mall or something. Trip. Yeah.
Like you literally see it everywhere in like card prints and it's like girls with like 10 shopping bags in each hand skipping around. It's marketed, even shopping. Shopping is an idea, in general, it's marketed towards girls. You go shopping, like not even particular products, just the idea of shopping in general. How many dads do the Christmas shopping? How many dads do the grocery shopping?
Yeah.
Generally speaking. All the clothes shopping, yeah.
My partner's dad, whenever it's like my birthday, my partner's birthday or Christmas, it's always a surprise for us what we get, but it's also a surprise for him because it's like, I was there. No, you weren't.
I literally said that to my mum the other day. I'm like, I cannot remember a single Christmas when me and my brother were opening up presents and my dad knew what we were getting. He was just as like,
that's pretty cool. I can literally remember moments where my partner's dad has been like, wow, that's so cool. I like that actually.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
You too?
Like, yeah. I saw a Labubu thing for the first time, like in person at a store the other day.
Freaking Labubu Dubai chocolate.
Labubu.
Labubu. Was it a real one?
No, I think it was like a knockoff keychain thing.
Oh, what's called a Lafufu?
Oh.
It's called a Lafufu. The knockoff ones are called a Lafufu, I think.
Oh my God.
Dude, they're ugly.
They're so, why do people want them?
Why are they so expensive? And people are buying mini designer clothes for them.
Ugh. God, that's get another thing. I'm so sorry.
Is blind boxes. Blind boxes are trending.
Yeah.
I don't know about here.
No, I don't think I've seen them here.
I reckon a lot of the things we talk about is America because America rules the world, guys.
I love the videos where they'll do something and it'll be something dumb and all the comments will be like, are you American?
Yeah. Be a freaking freaking blind boxes.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that? There's no purpose. It's just a piece of plastic.
Yeah, they'll be like those figurine things.
I know. It's just a piece of plastic. And they're selling it to you for like, some of them go for like, the boo-boos go for like hundreds of dollars because it's so sought after. They probably are like $2 to make.
Yeah.
Maximum.
And what happens if you don't like it? Are you going to throw it away?
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do with it?
Honestly.
Either way, what are you going to do with it? I watched this one video where this woman was in like thousands of dollars of debt because she had bought all these Labubus, then she bought all the accessories for them. Why?
Honestly.
I wouldn't even spend like thousands on a child, let alone a little Labubu.
Honestly. And what are you going to do once the trend's over too?
She's going to have a pile of plastic in your house.
Although I feel like in hundreds of years, they're going to be worth like millions, like collectible.
The little ugly Labubus?
Yeah, who knows? Maybe they'll be like those like collectible cars kind of situation.
Yeah. But like for now, your house is full of Labubus.
And also another thing that I saw a couple years back, like especially 2018 was a big one. Designer was trending and you wanted the logo shown everywhere.
Mm.
And they were like, with the economy right now, it's like trending to not have any logo showing at all. Especially the whole clean girl thing. You buy the most like basic like white tank.
I mean, like either way, you're going to get judged for it.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to be like a clean girl, I don't buy brand stuff. It's like, oh, wow, look at you. Good job. And then if you do buy brands, it's like, in this economy.
That's consumerism for you. Even like Apple products and stuff, you're paying for the brand. It's not even...
Oh, yeah. You're not paying for the product.
Exactly. Like, I brought AirPods for my dad for Christmas. I paid $250 for them. They were the cheapest ones. And I went and saw the next day at the supermarket. They have AirPod dupes and they will do the exact same job.
Yeah, yeah.
He won't be able to tell the difference.
Yeah.
But I felt inclined to pay for the brand.
Yeah. Apple's a bad one too because they used to do, like if you were going to buy a phone, you'd get the phone, the charger, the charging cord, the earphones, all
yes.
of that. Now you just get the phone.
Honestly.
Everything you have to buy. Just side rant, Apple, no.
Yeah. Even though I, like with an Apple phone in front of me right now.
Yeah, yeah. Like I have a whole ecosystem.
Yeah, like every device I own is freaking Apple. But
yeah.
Why? I don't know. They're not any better than...
No.
I'm just realizing how bad I've fallen for, like, this consumerism stuff.
Yeah. Well, I can... Like, wow. We're realizing so much about ourselves with this podcast.
Yeah.
My brother and I, we both have Apple, and my mum has, I think, like, an Oppo or something. And it's her phone is a really nice phone.
Yeah.
Me and my brother are always like, you should get an Apple. iPhone's so much better.
Yeah.
No, it's not. We just paid more.
Honestly.
Stupidly.
And, like, they're probably half the price.
Because what do you mean I'm dropping $2,000 for a phone? But also, I guess it comes down to why are you buying a phone for $2,000 when you could buy one for, like, $300, does the same thing.
Yeah.
In conclusion, stop buying things.
Yeah, guys, let's all just wear grass skirts.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
And throw rocks at each other to communicate.
And we'll trade with bread.
Yeah.
And you give me flowers.
Consumerism is bad for feminism.
I'd say it's like bad for everything.
It's just making the rich richer.
Yeah.
It's just for capitalism.
And we don't need that.
Yeah. Oh, more things to worry about that I can't control.
Life is so fun.
I know.
This is a great podcast.
Next week, we're going to be talking about the effects of colonization on gender equality and gender roles, and basically how gender roles as a construct in general is a very Western construct. Thank you for listening to this episode. See you later.
Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.